From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. Getting the hour underway with the Ahmad Jamal Trio. Ahmad Jamal on piano, Jamil Nasser bass, and Frank Gant on drums. We'll go back to 1970 for the album The Awakening, released on Impulse Records. And from that we'll listen to I Love Music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Classic Sounds from 1961, wrapping up that set. And a quartet fronted by Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, from the album Out of the Forest, and Forrest in both cases is spelled F-O-R-R-E-S-T, along with Joe Zawinul on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Clarence Johnson on drums. We heard Crash Program. Before that, some music from 2018 and guitarist George Katsirilos and his quartet, with Keith Saunders on piano, Rob Fisher bass, and Ron Marabuto on drums. A track from the album Mostly in Blue, released on the OA2 label, part of the Origin Records group. We heard Down, Not Out, and we began the set and also the hour with the Ahmad Jamal Trio from 1970, I Love Music from The Awakening. More classic sounds to begin this set, this time from 1956, and pianist Elmo Hope leading his sextet. And an all-star sextet it was, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, two tenor sax players, Hank Mobley and John Coltrane, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is a track from the album Informal Jazz, and the All Music review for this release basically says that this title is a misnomer because a lot of care and hard work and dedication went into these performances, far more sophisticated than a typical jam session. Judge for yourself as we listen to the opening track, Ouija. We'll be right back.
Thank you. But why am I the only one traveling this way? How strange the road to love should be so easy. Can there be a detour ahead? Wake up, slow down, before you crash and break your heart, gullible clown. You fool, you're headed in the wrong direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The farther you travel, the harder to unravel the web he spins around you. While there's time, can't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road, clear night. Oh, lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all this trouble. Smooth road, smooth road, no detour ahead. Turning back away from all this trouble. Smooth road, smooth road, no detour ahead.
That's music of keyboardist and composer Dave Grusin, performed by a big band, Mountain Dance, the original appearing on the album of the same name back in 1978, an iconic contemporary jazz and fusion classic, done here by the Ira B. Liss Big Band Jazz Machine. The big band established in Southern California in the late 70s, and they've been a regular on the Southern California jazz scene ever since. That piece featuring Steve Sibley on piano and Dean Brown on guitar, appearing as part of the band's 2018 release, Tasty Tunes. Others featured prominently on the CD include saxmen Bob Mincer and Eric Marienthal, and flutist Holly Hoffman, among others. The Ira B. Liss Big Band Jazz Machine. The vocal in the set came from Brazilian pianist and singer Eliane Elias, with Mark Johnson on bass and Joey Barron on drums. From her 2008 Blue Note release, Something for You, Eliane Elias sings and plays Bill Evans. It's a collection of originals and standards performed by the iconic pianist. We heard Detour ahead. And we began the set with the Elmo Hope Sextet from 1956, really stretching out, just over 11 minutes to be exact, on Ouija from the album Informal Jazz. That release, along with the Jimmy Forrest release we heard from in the last set, were reissued and remastered on CD, thanks to a label called Analog Productions. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists, and you can also stream this and previous episodes at your convenience by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for the Jazz Scene program number 1804. We'll begin our final set of the hour with more sounds from 2018 as we turn to Steve Hobbs, featured on Vibes and Marimba for this release, with Bill O'Connell on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and John Riley on drums. The album Tribute to Bobby, and as the title suggests, it is indeed a tribute to the late vibraphone master Bobby Hutcherson, whose style of vibes playing influenced many generations after him. And from that release, we'll listen to a ballad, Millie. Thank you. More classic sounds from 1956, this time a trio fronted by drummer Shelly Mann, Shelly Mann and His Friends. And for this session, his friends were Andre Previn, piano, the future film music composer who in the 50s released some amazing jazz piano trio albums under his own name, and Leroy Vinegar on bass. From the album My Fair Lady, a collection of modern, at least by 1956 standards, jazz performances of tunes from the musical My Fair Lady, we heard Show Me. Before that, some early Coleman Hawkins, recorded in The Hague, the Netherlands, in 1937. Hawk on tenor sax, leading his orchestra through Somebody Loves Me. From the album Somebody Loves Me, released in 1994, a CD compilation featuring recordings made between 1937 and 1939 in the Netherlands and the UK, Coleman Hawkins leading his own groups, as well as while he was part of the Jack Hilton Orchestra. And we began the set with Steve Hobbs on Vibes, Millie, from Tribute to Bobby. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.